Now, we were talking earlier about the very small reduction in carbon emissions here last year, way short of targets to try and help keep global temperatures from rising and avoid or at least slow down some dire consequences. The first week of this month has been the hottest on record globally. Last month was the hottest June on record. Europe is in the middle of another heat wave. Ireland isn't. Temperatures are expected to surpass 40 degrees in parts of Spain, France, Greece, Croatia and Turkey. They could reach 48 degrees Celsius in parts of Italy. How dangerous are these temperatures to us? We've been asking Medical Director of the Irish College of General Practitioners, Dr. Dermot Quinlan.
These very high temperatures do pose a substantial risk to people, and most especially people who are not used to these temperatures, like Irish holidaymakers on the continent. The people most at risk of these of high temperatures and extreme sunshine are people at the extreme of age, that is babies and small children, and older people, and those with chronic diseases like diabetes, pulmonary disease, heart disease or kidney disease.
So aside from sunburn, what is the risk?
The risk, in addition to sunburn, is people getting dehydrated or heat exhaustion. And these are serious conditions.
And how would somebody know if they're suffering from heat exhaustion?
The symptoms are very common. Like, there are things like feeling nauseated, feeling thirsty, nauseated, maybe vomiting, often developing a headache, feeling weak, maybe dizzy or feeling faint, sometimes with muscle cramps. And then people, as this progresses, they can get confused or agitated, which might be mistakenly thought to be somebody who's had too much alcohol.
Now, for people who are heading away to the continent to these very extreme temperatures over the next week or two, they're familiar with some of the mitigation measures, staying out of the worst of the heat, trying to stay in the shade, trying to stay in air-conditioned areas, drinking lots of water. But for the very old, and particularly for the very young, for people bringing small children, trying to regulate their body temperature is much more difficult.
It is particularly difficult for people at the extremes of age, that is the very young and the very old and small children. So it is not easy, and I know it's not easy to coop up small children in an apartment by day. Ideally, people should make sure that everybody has lots to drink, and ideally avoiding alcohol entirely or being very modest in alcohol intake. The hottest part of the day really is from about 11 a.m. onwards, and often on the continent at the moment it's late afternoon or evening before it starts to cool down. Obviously people should avoid their sun exposure, and you know, we've heard the HSE's guidance on, you know, slip on a hat, slap on factor 50, wear long light loose clothing, seek shade and wear sunglasses. And then ideally if people are in an apartment, you know, they would pick the coolest room to sleep in, and that might mean moving a mattress from a bedroom to a kitchen if that happens to be cooler, and you know, having the windows open and using a fan.
A new study, Dr. Quinlan, says that over 60,000 people died in Europe as a result of the heat wave last year. This is from the IS Global Institute in Barcelona. And most of those deaths that occur in heat waves occur because there isn't enough variation in the highest temperature in the day and the temperature at night time, that people's bodies and the buildings that they're living in don't have enough time or opportunity to cool down. Can you explain to us how that works?
When, if we are exposed to continued high heat, our body temperature does tend to rise and our ability to manage that temperature is impaired. So it is important that people try and seek somewhere cool or the coolest part to sleep in at night, if at all possible. And, you know, that might mean, you know, having windows open, doors open, using fans, having cool showers, as much as possible, trying to get the body temperature down.
I'm looking at the forecast here for this week and next week. Temperatures expected to surpass 40 degrees in parts of Spain, France, Greece, Croatia and Turkey. They could reach 48 degrees in Italy. Would you advise people perhaps not to go on holidays in those temperatures? What would you do?
I suppose it's very difficult to advise people not to go on holidays when they've booked it, and often at substantial cost, and people have family holidays booked and they're really looking forward to it. However,
not much of a holiday if you have to hide from the weather all day, don't it?
I would agree with you. It's not much of a holiday, particularly those at the extremes of age. So small children and babies and elderly and those with chronic diseases need to really seriously think, if they're going to somewhere that's very hot, the benefits of actually going on holidays.
That's Dr. Dermot Quinlan from the Irish College of General Practitioners speaking to us earlier.